The final session of the Non-Aligned Movement Summit was a day of summarizing and looking to the future by the dozens of world leaders gathered in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak noted the Non-Aligned Movement is alive and well. He says the summit shows the movement's importance as a conscience for humanity, embodying the goals of peace, justice, security, and an honorable life. He says the summit discussed issues of peace and development and the yearning of our peoples for a better future in a more just and secure world where poverty and racism are banished. He said we must now work hand in hand to achieve our goals together. Leaders representing each continent described their views of global challenges. The King of Swaziland, Mswati III, spoke for Africa.
Most of the challenges we face as nations revolve around the state of our economy. Clearly, we need to put more effort into boosting our economy, because when we grow the economy, you also address issues of poverty. The time has come for developing nations to adopt a common strategy, generate ideas, share experiences, and speak in one voice when we approach international finance institutions for funding of our projects.
Malaysian Prime Minister Mohammed Najib bin Abdul Razak focused on the history of the Non-Aligned Movement.
The genesis of the Non-Aligned Movement can be traced back to Asia, the birthplace of the Bandung Principles of 1955, which served as the eternal raison d'etre foundation of our movement. Asian countries, which represent almost two-thirds of the global populace, having stood solidly behind NAM since its inception.
Belarus Foreign Minister Sergei Martinov, the only European member of the Non-Aligned Movement, noted the world is no longer caught in the divisive logic of the Cold War, which brought about the formation of the group.
The countries of NAM are no longer caught between the two political and military fires. We and the world are way past simplistic division lines. Now, the very logic of history calls for NAM to step in and lead the way. We believe that one day we will witness a transition from the non-aligned movement to the non-aligned world. The world not aligned with violence, intimidation, fear, bigotry, haughtiness, intolerance, and hypocrisy.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoushir Mottaki thanked leaders of the movement for expressing sympathy after Wednesday's tragic plane crash near the Iranian city of Qazvin and invited them to the next summit in 2012 to be held in Tehran. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.